Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have been teasing you with it for about 24 hours, and the moment has arrived for our special announcement, which is not going to be made by yours truly, but instead is going to be made by former South Carolina State Senator Lee Bright, who joins me in the studio.
Thanks, Bobby Mack, for having me on the show. I'm coming in today to announce my candidacy for the 4th Congressional District in South Carolina. I'm looking forward to going up to Washington and doing what I did in Columbia, and that's fight the establishment. When I was in Columbia for 8 years, I gave them such a fit. The whole seems like the whole world came down on me, but I'm planning on doing that in Washington, and I'm looking forward to the opportunity and to go up there and have somebody with some spine and some backbone to go up there and continue the fight up in Washington.
Well, we appreciate your choosing this program to make your announcement, Lee. Are you now officially registered and officially a candidate and all that?
Well, we're officially announcing for the race, and obviously you've got all those forms that you have to file, you know, when you start fundraising, which we're doing now. We've got a website up by LeeBrightForCongress.com, which folks can go to and volunteer. They can donate or whatever they're willing to do to help. But we want to have a movement to get up to Washington and continue the fight, because I think that you've got to have people with spine and backbone. You know, you look at the Freedom Caucus and what they've been able to accomplish with such small numbers.
Yep.
I just want to add to that movement. And if the citizens from the 4th Congressional District will consider giving me the honor to represent them up in Washington, I plan to join that caucus.
The bar was set fairly highly. Trey Gowdy, I think, carved out a pretty good nationwide reputation for himself as somebody who, during the final years of the Obama administration, tried to keep those guys straight. He has not given an official explanation for why he has decided to not seek reelection. Have you had any conversations with Trey about that?
He's basically shared with me what he shared with the public, and he just feels like it's time for another stage in his life, and mm-hmm. he's been in public service for a long time, and I can understand that. You know, I'm just looking forward to picking up the fight and going to Washington and trying to hold these people accountable, because we've got a real problem. You know, I'm happy that our president's gone up there and tried to drain the swamp and fight the establishment, and I want to go up there and do the same.
During the last couple of years since losing your reelection bid, and I've commented on it on numerous occasions here, that essentially, in my estimation, some of the big spenders who are not in favor of things like a border wall and more restrictions on immigration, and that would be Chamber of Commerce and others and some big businesses, essentially money-bombed you in that campaign. What have you been doing, and what has now prompted you to re-enter politics?
Well, I've been in private business trying to make a living. You know, I had a tough time, you know, as everyone did back in 2008. And still recovering from that and pressing on. But this opportunity became available, and some things lined up like I hoped they would and gave us this opportunity. So I'm looking forward to getting back in the fight again. I had a lot of people call me and tell me that they wish they had done more, and that, you know, they just didn't think we could lose like we did. But, you know, the Democrats turned out heavily. There was a lady that got the vote totals for my opponent at one of the precincts that had an Obama sticker on her car. So they proved they could turn out in a primary. Now, we've got an advantage this time because you have a gubernatorial primary on the other side with the Democrats.
Correct.
They're going to be more forced to vote in their own primary. So I think the Republicans will get the pick this time where, you know, they can't cross over as they did before.
Yeah, and another factor that's going to work its way into this equation here is that there will be a couple of other Democrats who also are going to be seeking Trey Gowdy's seat as well.
Yeah. I think the Democrats are going to come all over, just like, you know, they won in Pennsylvania, which I think it's a different world in Pennsylvania than what you're talking about in Greenville, Spartanburg.
Sure.
This is, you know, if you lose here, I think the country's lost completely. I mean, this is the bastion of conservatism, and we need a strong conservative. We can elect a strong conservative that's got backbone and spine to fight the establishment right here in Greenville-Spartanburg, where there's a lot of other districts that can't send somebody like that to Washington.
Yeah, that's true enough. I know that the way things have transpired, your loss in the state Senate run a couple of years ago has now resulted in every person who drives a motor vehicle and puts gas in it here in South Carolina having to pay more for it, I should say, because you and Tom Davis and others with filibustering down in Columbia against the gas tax were able to defeat it in two consecutive legislative sessions. And the third time around, when you were not there to help out the guys that were battling against the gas tax, they got it through.
Yeah, I think we could have stopped it if I'd have been there, and I think that's why the chamber took such an interest in the race, because they felt like that I was in the way. If you'll notice, I mean, the amount of ads they put into this race, which I don't think the chamber's ever gotten that involved in a race before, and it was all about basically blaming me for every pothole. And I do remember the one ad that they ran the most was but while I talked, 800 people died on South Carolina highways, and you know, I just don't know how, in good conscience, you know, as a legislator, do you vote for a tax increase when you're running a $1 billion surplus?
Right.
I mean, it's unconscionable, and we fought it, and I think we could have stopped it, but they put a target on me, and I've had legislators tell me that they've pointed to me as, you know, you can be next.
Right.
And, you know, we're going to – the establishment, I mean, it's kind of like the Empire Striking Back. The establishment's going to come back,
mm-hmm.
and we're always going to have to beat them back. So they are going to win some, but I do think this congressional seat, we can send somebody with some backbone and some spine up to Washington that can fight the establishment. I never back down in Columbia, and I won't back down in Washington.
The race itself, while surprising news that I think everybody was somewhat surprised to hear that Trey Gowdy had enough in Washington for whatever reason, and I certainly understand that. He's got young children flying back and forth to Washington and having to wear a hazmat suit to work every day. All of those things eventually take a toll on you. So I understand his wanting to leave. But the vacancy in that 4th District congressional seat now has brought a tsunami of candidates into the field, including, of course, your announcement today. Are you surprised to see this many people entering this race?
Well, it's an open seat, and they, you know, these congressional seats a lot of times don't come open often. Which I'm supporting the term limits bill, and I've agreed to sign on and support the term limits bill, which would be great for Congress. You know, self-imposed term limits make me a little nervous, because then, you know, if everybody in the Freedom Caucus signs a self-imposed term limit, then all the good guys will be gone.
Yeah, sadly.
So, but I have signed on to that. But yeah, I think that there's a lot of interest, but I do believe that conservatives, you know, I've got the proven record. You know, I stand on my record, and I think that you always, when you cast a vote, you a lot of times in the back of your mind, you have to think, what is this guy really going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And if you vote for Lee Bright, you know what I'm going to do. And I'm going to fight for our gun rights. I'm going to fight for the unborn, and I'm going to fight for our tax dollars.
What do you see as the biggest challenge in Washington right now? Is it the lack of support for President Trump and his agenda, or how do you see it?
Well, he's fighting the establishment on both sides.
Sure.
I mean, it's, you know, the Democrat establishment and the Republican establishment have a lot more in common with each other than they do with the Republican base.
Yeah.
And, you know, our base needs representation, and it's growing. I mean, the Freedom Caucus is really making some differences. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, as their numbers grow, the impact's going to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want to do, is be a solid vote for conservatives. And when it comes to, you know, you see what's happened with this issue in Florida, and every time there's a tragedy, the left has got a just the ability to weaponize emotion.
Right.
Every time there's an emotional incident, they go and they grab for something that they believe in, and then we feel like we've got to offer it over and cave in, and we can't do that.
Right.
We can't trade away the Bill of Rights because of a tragedy. We just can't do it.
Campaign events coming up. You already have a schedule of where you'll be and meeting and greeting and doing all of that?
Well, what we're going to do now, we'll have the website up, LeeBrightForCongress.com. People go to the website. We're going to do a lot of neighborhood meetings and do whatever. You know, we're going to go take this campaign to the people. And You know, obviously fundraising is going to be crucial
sure.
because the establishment does not want me in Washington. They didn't want me in Columbia. They're not going to want me in Washington.
You think you're going to see the same level of opposition from the same people from before?
Well, I think, you know, the state level people, like the state chamber, they're more focused on state issues. So
right.
I don't think we'll see them to the extent, but the U.S. chamber, obviously, you know, they're going to probably be on another side of this. But on the national level, I think conservatives are a little more organized, so we've got some opportunities for some fundraising to get our message out.
You going to seek any endorsements from people that could be beneficial to the campaign?
We're going to go out there and try to get all the help we can. I mean, we want to develop momentum from the very start, and obviously with this many candidates, we think there's going to be a runoff.
Right.
So we're going to try to get the most important endorsement are from the voters of the 4th Congressional District, and that's what we're going for.
Yeah, I think that's certainly true enough. Well, Lee Bright, welcome to the race. And
well, thank you.
And again, thank you for selecting my program as a venue to announce your candidacy. We had people speculating for the last 24 hours when I announced that there'd be a special announcement at 5:06 today, and they ran the gamut. But a number of people actually hit the nail on the head and said that they suspected that you were going to announce that you were running for Trey's seat in the 4th Congressional District.
Well, even with Russ Castle, you know, which I miss tremendously.
Me too.
You guys, when I was in Columbia and was about to go into a fight, this is where I called to rally uh-huh. the troops. And I felt like there was no better spot than WRD to announce my candidacy, because your listeners are informed, they're engaged, and I want to make sure we reach them.
Appreciate it very much. Lee Bright, now official, a candidate for the seat held up until this election cycle by Trey Gowdy, the 4th congressional seat here in South Carolina. 18 after 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Lee, I'm sure that we'll see you again on multiple occasions between now and the primaries.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.